SOP 197. Hey, if you got to spell it, you're probably going to smell it.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome aboard. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you very much for tuning in to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to producing to promoting, all that kind of fun-filled stuff. And we had a great time at the roundtable last week. Had a few people show up, but great speak. Just shooting the breeze about what's going on in podcasting. And we were still talking a little bit about the whole Leo Laporte podcasting is dead thing. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that, but that issue I really want to go away. And if you'd like to join in on the conversation, it's really easy. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. That's 888-563-3228. Or you can leave a comment out at our blog, which is at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. Since early 2005, I've been telling you how to podcast. Now, I'm telling you why.
Reaching a global audience through time-shifted conversations. This is the power of podcasting.
You can check it out. It's a new podcast interviewing people that have had doors open because of their podcast. You can find it at powerofpodcasting.com.
This is Heather Vail from Success Unwrapped, and you're listening to the morning announcements.
All right, if you have to spell it, you're probably going to smell it. What do I mean by that? Well, I've talked in the past about how important your show name is and how you don't want to get too cute. You don't want the show to be an inside joke. You know, if somebody calls it, Tom's black chair, and you're like, what? Oh, well, because when Tom was in high school, he, you know, fell off a black chair and, you know, hurt his butt or whatever. You know what I mean? There's some story, you have to explain it. And so I have recently, I thought I had a fun name, but the more I used it, the more I had to over-pronunciate it and then explain why I called it that. And if you have to explain it or spell it, yeah, that's a stinky name. Yeah, and you can smell it. So what am I speaking of? Well, you've probably heard about me in the past. I have the School of Podcasting. That's where, you know, you can learn to podcast, hence School of Podcasting. But I also had, because some people want me to work on a podcast either they've already created or they're looking for a faster way to get up to speed on podcasting. They're looking for a little more one-on-one. So one day my brother came home from a holiday where he had gone to Disney, and he explained how much fun it was because he had a fast pass. And I said, what is a fast pass? And he said, it's where you get to cut in line and you jump right to the front and you get right on the ride. I went, wow, what a cool concept, a fast pass. I know, I'll call my consulting for podcasting Podcast Fast Pass. And the problem is, if you say that fast, oh yeah, my company is Podcast Fast Pass, people are like, what? Sassafras molasses? No, it's Podcast Fast Pass. Well, after about a year of Podcast Fast Pass, I said, you know, this is, I need a name that makes sense. So Podcast Fast Pass is now podcastmechanic.com. Because everybody knows what a mechanic does. He fixes things that are broken, or you might go to him for advice. So I've got things over there like if you want WordPress installed, if you want voiceover work, if you want a WordPress theme, or if you just one-on-one, a podcast review. If you want somebody to listen to your podcast, kind of go over it with a fine-tooth comb, go over your website, look at it from a not only from a content perspective, but from a branding perspective, from a marketing perspective, things like that. That is one of the things I do for members of the School of Podcasting. But if you like, look, I don't need the School of Podcasting, but I'm looking for somebody to give me an honest opinion on my podcast, that's something you can do at Podcast Mechanic. Not Podcast Fast Pass. Podcast Mechanic. So that is my advice for today. When you're thinking about the name of your show, if you have to spell it, maybe you did something like, you know, podcasts are us, or podcast clicks is another website of mine. If you're looking for podcast promotion, podcastclicks.com. And I think I own Podcast Click. You know, I don't think I do. I remember I was going to buy it because some people are like, is it Podcast Click or Podcast Clicks? So sometimes if you're buying a domain, it may not be a bad name, but you may need something like the plural version or something like that. But if it was like podcasts are cool, you might want to buy podcast, the letter R, cool, as well as podcast, A-R-E, cool. You know what I mean? So think about the name when you go through it. But if you have to over-pronunciate, he said, or spell the name, see if there's something else available. All right, I actually had a phone call from somebody this week, and they said, what is the deal with your feud with Leo Laporte? Okay, first things first. To say I have a feud with Leo Laporte, and we talked in the last podcast, we're not going to spend a lot of time on this, that Leo Laporte, very famous podcaster, he's been on TV, he's been still on the radio, you know, famous, hundreds of thousands of downloads per episode. Everybody wants to be Leo Laporte. We want to have that problem where we have so many listeners that we can't answer email anymore. But consequently, a lot of people look to Leo. And Leo said in a speech, and I played it last week, that podcasting is dead. Now, since then, I've read an article that was from FeedBurner that they pointed out that podcast subscriptions are up 20%. Hooray! There was another article from Wizard Media saying that I think it was podcast listenership in comparing last third quarter to this third quarter is up from 15 million to 18 million. So everything is up. Everything is up. Hooray! Oh, and one last point. Adam Carolla, big shot radio guy, got fired from radio, from CBS Radio, started a podcast. I think they said he had 130,000 subscribers per episode. But again, it's too hard to subscribe. Yeah. His CBS Radio, the people that fired him, are now going to work with him. He has hired, they have hired him back to sell advertising on his podcast. So there's a fun, the power of podcasting. We don't need no stinking antennas. We've got podcasting. So there you go. Up, up, and away with podcasting. And yet, this person is saying podcasting is dead. And I said the reason that upsets me so much is when somebody says, hey, I heard this big shot said podcasting is dead. Why should I start a podcast? That upsets me. Because I like people that want to start a podcast. So that's my whole thing. And then his whole thing is, in the same way that we consume movies now much differently than we did 10 years ago. It used to be you went to see them on a screen. Or if it came on TV, you would watch it on TV, but you couldn't pause it. You couldn't fast forward it. You couldn't rewind it. Maybe 15 years ago, before VCRs, right? When VCRs came out, they said, oh, the movie industry is done. This is going to be the end of movies. No, it was another way to consume it. So I understand his point that we may consume podcasts differently, but in the same way, you wouldn't say movies are dead because VCRs came out and DVDs come out, so they stopped making movies. No, we just consume them in a different way. And I know there's this Roku box that's coming out that does look very, very easy. And looks very cool for video podcasts. And yes, I guess you can get audio podcasts, but it comes on your TV. I can't see people listening to an audio podcast on their TV. We're too visual for that. At least that's my own opinion. But it does look like a fun little box. And it's R-O-K-U if you want to Google it. But that is going to do it for this episode. So no, I'm not mad at Leo. I'm mad that he says that. And I think most people that say that do it to attract traffic. But no, Leo's a nice guy. I've met him before. You know, don't agree with his opinion here. That because I guess one last thing. And then honestly, I'm going to let this thing go to bed. at the very first podcast convention in California, he explained at his speech, where he was the big speaker. That total phrase is escaping me right now. But he explained how we were the new media, and we were going to take it to the old media. And now he's saying, in that speech, you can go back and listen, where he's saying, I knew podcasting is dead from the very beginning. And I'm like, which one is it? So that annoys me. But I have nothing against Leo Laporte. So that is going to do it for this edition of the School of Podcasting. Remember, if you have to spell your name or overpronunciate it, you've picked the wrong podcasting name. And speaking of podcasting's names, our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. Everything we talked about today, you can find at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments, 888-563-3228. And it is October 12th, 2009. So let me remind you, it's time to live a life worth podcasting about. And if you don't start a podcast soon, chances are your competition is. We'll see you on the inside of the School of Podcasting. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again real soon.